him that they sometimes call him. Forgotten what he was.
You hear the term feist applied to dogs? Is that a kind of...
There is a feist. Mostly of the terrier family. A fox terrier, rat terrier.
Your dog's bite or anything?
No.
Did you ever have any problems delivering mail with dogs biting?
No, I do it in the car, see. I'm out on the rural route. But my husband did it. He was a clerk and carrier, and he's gone out several times and been nipped in the back of the leg by. He said the little ones, the big ones, you don't worry too much about, because they don't bite. The big ones, they most of the time keep them chained up, the ones that'll bite.
Let's see. What term do you see people have for? You know, sometimes people get their dogs to attack other dogs or people. What kind of call would they have to make them attack?
Well, the command what do we have for ours? I think attack.
We talk about snakes and birds and so forth. What other kinds of small animals would you have around here?
We have squirrels, we have the rabbit, the cottontail rabbit, and when we first built here, we used to have wild turkeys, ducks, different things like that, birds. We had so many different ones. I used to hunt quite a bit up until the children got up and we couldn't take them along, so I began to give it up. But I used to deer hunt quite a bit up in the scrub. We'd go rabbit hunting most of the time on a moonlight night. We'd go out and spot them with a spotlight and kill rabbits that way.
You mentioned squirrels. You got different kinds of squirrels?
We have the fox squirrel and the little gray squirrel.
How are they different?
Well, the fox squirrel is larger and the little the other one is a smaller squirrel. He's the kind that you see most of the time in the trees around. This is one Mr. Davis catches in his traps and brings out here and turns loose.
Mr. Davis had pecan trees.
Yeah. We laugh at that. I told him the other day that my daughter was going to, she wanted me to take her car down and have some tires put on it. So she was driving mine, and I'm not used to one of these stick shift, you know, so I was almost learning to drive over again. And I said, we were taking off pretty good, and I was driving her car down in front of where Mr. Davis's sister lives. There was a squirrel ran across the road, and of course my car has power brakes. She stepped on the brakes, and I almost went into it with her little old car. And I said, what'd you do that for? I said, don't ever do that. I ran into a squirrel. I didn't want to kill it. So I told Bill, I said, don't take any of your squirrels out there. You almost caused me to have a wreck. He'd catch them in his trap and bring them out here and turn them loose at their place.
Have anything kind of like a squirrel that doesn't climb trees?
No, A lot of people have the chipmunk, but we don't have it here. We have the coon, the raccoon, and we have the possum.
Ever know anybody to eat the possum?
Yes, it's really good. I've eaten it.
But do you catch them live and then just...
We used to catch them. Mother used to make traps in the garden, what they call snare traps. I don't know how they're made, but any of the way they were made, a pole bent over with a loop on it, and when they would come in the garden, they'd catch them by the neck. Well, they'd still be alive, but we'd kill them. We've never cooked any, but we used to give them to the colored people that worked for us, and they'd always cook them and bake them. And they were it's really a delicious food.
My grandpa used to do that. He'd feed them about 4 weeks, though. He said they ate all kind of dirty stuff. He had to keep them about 4 weeks. When I was a little kid, I'd go